We begin the current daf. This is the Nedarim daf dal. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is one of the interpretations for the halacha of Yadis Nedarim k'Nedarim. The Gemara brought a price that we're learning out from the halachas of Nazir, because it says in the same pasuk Neder and Nazir. We're learning out just like it says Nazir lahazir, which is a redundancy that tells you Yadis am Naziris. Is k'Naziris, even if you only say a partial statement, it's like the full fledged acceptance of the Naziris. So too is for the halachas of Nedarim. Now, that the Brisa says that Hekesh works both ways, and that we learn out from Nazir, from Nedarim, certain halachas to Nazir. Specifically, by Nedarim, there's halacha of Baal Yachil, you're not allowed to desecrate your vow, you have to keep your word. And moreover, there's halacha of Baal Ta'achar, of not delaying the obligation of what you took upon yourself, specifically bringing a carbon. Now, that the Gemara asked in the previous daf, how does that apply by Nazir? When you say Hareini Nazir, you're already a Nazir, and there's no delaying in the mitzvah. Whereas by Neder, you didn't bring the carbon yet. So there it applies. So the first answer the Gemara gave in the previous daf was in a specific case where you say, I'm going to have a Naziris before I pass away. Now, since every moment you might pass away the next moment, like the halacha when you tell your wife she's divorced a moment before he dies, if he's a kohen, she cannot eat truma from this moment because he might die the next moment. So too, by Naziris, that means right now you have an obligation to be a Nazir because you might die the next moment. Therefore, there's Baal Ta'achar immediately. Now, Gemara continues with Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. He gives a different interpretation where the context of Baal Ta'achar applies by Naziris. He says, "Kegoin de nadar v'hu beveis hakfaras." It's talking about, for example, if somebody took the acceptance of Naziris while he was in the cemetery. Now, in the cemetery, obviously a Nazir cannot be a Nazir, because one of the halachas, besides not partaking from grape products, is also not to make himself ritually impure. So if he's accepting it in the cemetery where he's tummy already, so the obligation is that he has to leave the cemetery, that's his obligation, to then accept upon himself the Naziris, as long as he doesn't go out, he's violating Baal Ta'achar of delaying his acceptance of the halachas of Naziris, because right now he can't be a Nazir because he's tummy. That is a context of Baal Ta'achar by Naziris. Now that the Gemara asks, that's only well according to the opinion that holds that you're right, the Naziris cannot take effect while you're in the Beis HaKvaras in the cemetery because you can't be a Nazir while you're tummy. Which this is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish in the third parak of Maseches Nazir and Daftar Zayin HaBeis, where Rabbi Yochanan holds that if he eats or drinks wine in the cemetery, he holds that you will get Malkus because he holds that Naziris does take effect right away. Now, Rish Lakish holds that, no, it's not going to take effect because he's in the cemetery. It's only when he goes out of the cemetery then he has to go back and re-accept upon himself an appropriate Naziris. So according to the one that says that it's not Chalmin, like according to Rish Lakish, so it makes sense where you're delaying your acceptance of the Naziris, which you can only do once you go out. So as long as you remain inside the basic forest, you're violating Baal Ta'achar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds that it takes effect right away, even though you're in the cemetery. So, is there any Baal Ta'achar? In other words, since the Naziris takes effect right away, so you're not delaying anything, you're already a Nazir. Now, obviously, then you have to purify yourself and do the 30 days, but you're not delaying. So, where would it apply, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, to have Baal Ta'achar regarding when you accept it in the basic verse? But moreover, the Gemara asks on this interpretation of Rav by Yaakov, because Rav Ashi said in the explanation of that Malchikis and Birch and Shlokish, he said that actually, according to everybody, Chayla Naziris Alam Me'alta. Actually, the Naziris does take effect right away, and you don't have to re-accept it once you leave the cemetery. Because V'chi Pligi, their whole Malchikis was Le'in Malchis Pligi, regarding if somebody in that time when he's in the cemetery eats grapes, then the whole their machlekes was, even though it's taking effect, but will you have the violations of getting malchus? Because, yes, even though it took effect, but you're not really yet, you never even started in the Naziris in the appropriate way because you're still tummy, so do you get malchus or not? But so the Gemara's question is that since ultimately, according to everybody, the Naziris takes effect right away and you don't need to have a Kabbalah, so then according to everybody, the question is, even according to Rish Lakish, we would apply the halacha of Baal Ta'achar of delaying it if it already took effect. So that the Gemara answers, no, it's not a difficulty. There is still going to be a violation, according to everybody, of delaying the Naziris. Because he's delaying a Naziris impurity. That's where there's a Baal Ta'achar delaying your appropriate level of what the Nazirah should be. Yes, you're a Nazir with all the halachas apply to it, which is when you become Tameh, you have to do a certain purification process and karbanas, but you're still delaying the actual goal of the Nazir, which is to do it b'tahara, and that's where the Baal Tahara applies. Now, Amar Vashi says, Hoyel v'chein, since it's like how we just explained this interpretation, that even though there is a Naziris, according to everybody, there's a Naziris, but since it didn't take effect yet in purity, so there's a violation of Baal Ta'achar. So he says, therefore, consequently, you could say that when you have a Nazir that's pure, Shetime Atzme B'mezid, who deliberately makes himself richly impure, or even Mishum Baal Ta'achar, the Naziris Tahara, he's also going to be then violating the prohibition of delaying his Naziris in the state of purity, and therefore he's going to get Malkus for that. Now, as the Ran explains, that although the Torah already warned a Nazir from becoming Tame with two separate negative prohibitions in the Torah, where it says lo yitame, and it also says al kol nafshes meis lo yava, he shouldn't become impure from a mace. Now that the Ran says, which the Gemara is explaining here, is not to say that he doesn't get any other punishments, but besides that, those violations of not becoming tame, there's going to be an additional violation of Baal Ta'achar, which we explained applies even to Baal Ta'achar to Tahara. So by making himself impure, forget about the problem that he's making himself impure, but by doing that, he's not being pure. And therefore, he's delaying his fulfillment of his Naziris, B'tahara, and he'll get a Malkus for that too. Now the Gemara says, a third approach, and what does Baal Ta'achar apply to a Nazir? Rav Acha Barid of Ikoma, he says, even Baal Ta'achar tagla chase, he's going to violate, a Nazir could violate, and the delaying of his cutting of his hair, which applies when a Nazir goes to his purification process after his Naziris. Now that the Gemara explains, and this is not only according to the opinion that holds that it's integral for the fulfillment of his purification process, the cutting of the hair, which that's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabban Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Vav Medalf, where Rabbi Elazar holds this that it says in the pasuk va'acha yishta nazir yayin, and then after, it doesn't say after what, and after the nazir could drink wine, he holds it's after he does everything, which includes cutting the hair and having the appeasement of the blood. But according to the Rabbanan, right when he brings his karbanas, even without the cutting of the hair, he's permitted in the wine. So that the Gemara says, we don't have to say that this would be a violation of delaying your taglachas, according to the one that holds, that's an integral part of the purification process, to be permitted in wine. But even according to the opinion that holds, like the Rabbanan, the taglachas does not, it's not mi'akiv regarding the permissibility of then moving past your Naziris and drinking wine, still mitzvahs giluach mi'al le'mekayim. According to them, there's still a mitzvah that says you should do that as part of the process of cutting the hair. So even though it's not mi'akiv, it doesn't withhold the person from moving past his Naziris, but still there's a positive commandment which you're delaying by not cutting the hair, as all the while you delay that, you're violating the negative prohibition of Baal Ta'achar, which applies to a Nazir in the context of taglachas. Now the Gemara brings a fourth approach and explains Baal Ta'achar by Naziris. Marzutra Beredra Mori Amar. He says, Oive Baal Ta'achar Korban Haisav. You can have, which is generally the context of Baal Ta'achar by Nadarim, you have the same thing of delaying the Karbanis of a Nazir when he finishes his Naziris. Now, as Ram points out, obviously according to this version of Baal Ta'achar by Nazir, it would only be after the three Yom Tovim, as is every Baal Ta'achar by Karbanis, which is by a regular case of Nadar. Now, this the Gemara asks, in this final interpretation, I mean, Hocha Nafkele, is it really true that you learn out the Baal Ta'achar of the Karbanis of Nazir, from the Hekesh of Nazir to Neder, where just like by Neder there's Baal Ta'achar, so too by Nazir there's Baal Ta'achar? But on that the Gemara asks, Mehosam Nafkele, we learn out from a Pasuk in Devarim. Pasuk in Devarim starts off in Perich of Gimel Pasuk of Beis. It says, Kisidu Neder LaHashem LaKecha. And if you're going to take a neder, a vow upon yourself for Hashem your God, so the pasuk there is talking about le'sa'achar l'shama, you should not delay your fulfillment of bringing the carbon. Now Gemara quotes the pasuk, ki darish yidrashenu, because as the pasuk concludes, because Hashem le'kecha, Hashem your God will seek it from you, because you promised to bring the carbon, me'imach, v'hayivochachet, and you'll have a sin if you don't bring your karbanis, which is the violation of Baal Ta'achar, which again is machlekes elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah about how many Yom Tovim that is after. But one thing that the Braisa darshan says, Elu chatois v'ashamis, And that's a reference to your Karban Chatas and Ashram, where there, Darish, Yudish Hashem is going to seek it from you because you owe it because you sinned. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, that includes a Karban of Nazir also, which is also an obligatory Karban to bring. It's not just a Nadava. So the question is, you know it from Darish Yidrishano, just like Chatois and Hashem, so too Nazir has to bring his Karbanis. So why are we saying you know the Baal Ta'achar of the Karbanis of a Nazir from the Hekesh to Neder, when you know it's straight from the parish of Baal Ta'achar by Nadarim? So now the Gemara says, no. Now the Tema, we would have thought to say that if we didn't have the Hekesh to Nadarim, to teach the Allah of Baal Ta'achar by Nazir, we would have said, Chiddush Shachidshu Tari by Nazir, that it's a novelty by the halachas of Nazir, where since it's unique, therefore the halacha of the stringency of Baal Ta'achar does not apply to the halachas of Nazir. Where the Gemara asks, my chiddush. What is the novelty by Nazir, which we're saying that it's different, it's unique, and therefore it doesn't have possibly the stringency of Baal Ta'achar like other obligatory karbanas have, and therefore we needed to learn it off in the Hekesh. Why? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, "Ilem dolei matves leilachatas nazir beneder." If you say the novelty, then in other words, that there's a certain leniency in the halachas of nazir, which is that you cannot do hatfasa regarding a neder. In other words, if let's say someone says, which we said that as we explained in the introduction to this masechta, someone could just make a neder, say, "I want this thing to be forbidden on me," or he could say, "I want it to be like that thing, just like that thing is forbidden through a neder, so this thing will be forbidden on me." Now, if someone says, Chatas Nazir alai, now I want this obligation of bringing a Chatas Nazir. So he's not saying what carbon he wants to bring, but he wants to say, I want to have like the Chatas of a Nazir. But if he's not a Nazir, so then he hasn't said anything, because you can't accept upon yourself a neder of a Chatas of a Nazir. It's only a Nazir that when he finishes, he brings that Chatas. Now, so on that, the Gemara entertains to say that since we see that's a leniency regarding the halachas of Nazir, where although a person says, I want to bring a carbon shlamim, I want to bring a carbon oilo, there's certain carbons I want to bring, then that will be a valid neder. But here, you cannot be matfis, a chatas of a Nazir, to create a neder. So therefore, we would think that, therefore, since we see that it's a certain leniency regarding the uniqueness of a carbon Nazir, so therefore the halacha of Baal Ta'achar wouldn't apply. On that, the Gemara says, you can't say that. Because harei chatas chaylov, which literally means a karma chatas when someone eats forbidden fats. Now, but that's just a term to describe any karma chatas that brought for a sin. Where that also has the same leniency. Shein matfisa b'neder, you cannot say, I'm accepting upon myself a neder to bring a karma chatas for eating fats. You can't. It's someone that violates that iser who then brings a karma chatas. You can't donate a karma chatas. And yet, and still we find that there's a prohibition of Baal Ta'achar, as we learned that from Darish Yidrashenu. So the question then returns, so why do we need a Hekesh? For the halacha of Baal Ta'achar, by the Karbanos of Nazir, where it's essentially the same as Darish Yidrashenu, which teaches Chatas V'Hashamais, so you can learn that straight directly from the context of Baal Ta'achar by Nadarm. And you can't say because it's unique, because what's so unique about it? The fact that you can't be matfes a neder on it, you can't do that for any Karma Chatas. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ela Mai Chidushi, so what is unique about Nazir to say that we wouldn't know it and therefore you would need to know it from the Hekesh? Because Sagadar Dechamina, we would have thought to say, Nazir. Since if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, but he qualifies, he says, Afilim in Chartzim. Even if he says that I only want to be a Nazir, just from grape seeds, not from all the halachas, they're so complicated, so many of them, just I'm not going to eat grape seeds. Still, the halachas have a Nazir Koil. He's considered a nazir from everything for all halachas of naziris. Se'ema loy lavra la mishum b'baal ta'achar. You would say that that's a unique halacha. You accepted one thing, but still you have to be obligated in all of it. So since it's unique, so maybe it's different than all other karbanas, and therefore you wouldn't have the negative prohibition of delaying your karbanas. That's why you need to know the halacha of nazir from neder. That the Gemara asks. That works well according to the opinion that holds, like you have assumed in your explanation, that if you're saying you're becoming a nazir just from grape seeds, still you're nazir everything. So you're right, that's obviously something unique. And so therefore you could say and differentiate between nazir and other karbanas to say that you wouldn't know it from the Yudishana and you would need to have the Hekesh. But according to Reb Shimon, that he says, no, you're not a nazir until you accept your naziris from everything. So Michael Amema, what are you going to be able to say according to him? Where you don't have any differentiation of uniqueness to between Nazir and other Karbanas. But Vaid, moreover, the Gemara asks, according to everybody, this novelty that you're differentiating between Nazir and other Karbanas is a stringency. So how could you learn that a leniency for Nazir to say that Baal Ta'achar wouldn't apply to it? Oh, because it's unique. But that unique just makes it even more severe, where it's a certain stringency that you only accept a part and you're responsible in all of it. So definitely would have Baal Ta'achar. It's not any less. If anything, it's worse and more severe than other Karbanas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elamai Chedushi. So what is the novelty that we're saying is different than Nazir, and I wouldn't know it from Darash Yudhishana? The Salkat al-Khamini, we would have thought as follows. Hail, since, as we continue on Tamid Beis, v'im gilach al achas mishlashton, if a nazir goes and he cuts his hair after he has brought just one of the three karbanas he has to bring when he becomes tar, which is the chatas, eila, and shlomim that a nazir brings, so the halacha is actually that yatsa, he has fulfilled this obligation, although taglachas, cutting of the hair, cannot be before your karban. If you only brought one of them and then you did taglachas, that's a valid taglachas. Now, since it's not so stringent, the karbanis of Nazir, as we see, because you don't have to bring them all to be able to finish off your procedure of a Nazir and cutting off your hair, so if not for the hekesh of comparing the karbanis of Nazir to Nadam, I would have thought to say, loy lavar leb baal ta'achar, that you should not violate baal ta'achar by bringing its karbanis, because you see a big leniency by its karbanis, where they're not ma'akib, all of them, you only need to bring one of them. That's why you needed the hekesh of to learn up Nazir from Neder. Just like Neder has Baal Ta'achar, so too does Nazir have Baal Ta'achar by the Kabbanis of Naziris. That's one approach. Over here by Yisema, the Gemara says, Mechadusha, if you want, you could say a different novelty that applies to Nazir, why we wouldn't know it from Darash Yudhishana. And it's like we had said previously, Mishum Deloy Matfisa Ben Neder. Because a person cannot make a Neder to bring a Chatas of a Nazir. Now, in the Kukashlach, with this that you had asked, what do you mean? Chatas chaylev, any carbon chatas, even for eating forbidden fats, you also cannot be matves in a nether. So why would that make the chatas of Nazir more unique than the chatas of any other sin? Nothing more says, no, that's not a difficulty. Because chatas chaylev ka'asi l'chapara. A regular carbon chatas, for example, if someone commits a sin, is brought for an atonement. And since that, so even though that there is the leniency, that you're right, that you can't be matfis, achatas chaylev also, for a neder, but since there's a mitzvah to bring his karmachatas, to provide an atonement for him, so therefore it makes sense why b'chatas chaylev, that there's going to be baal ta'achar, because you have an obligation for your atonement to bring the chatas chaylev. So you're right, although it has that other leniency, but it doesn't make a difference, it still makes sense that it's going to be the isa baal ta'achar. But as the Gemara is differentiating, chatas nazir, regarding the karmachatas that a nazir brings, as we're pointing out, like, oh, every karmachatas has a leniency that you can't be matvis and you can't go ahead and create a neder to bring a chatas of a nazir, but dir lamai asya, what is a chatas nazir brought for? In other words, there's nothing that you're forbidden with if you don't bring the carbon chatas nazir. To say and tell us, like we say by chatas chaylev, that you have to bring it for an atonement, to say why there should be an issa baal ta'achar, what's it brought for? If the chatas of a nazir is brought to permit him in wine, that's not a mitzvah. That's just something of his own volition. It's permission. If you want to be able to drink wine, then you have to bring the karban chatas. But there's no obligation. There's no atonement. Now, and Ran points out, even according to the Mandama that's brought later on, the Afyurim Araf, that says that a nazir is a sinner, it's not that he's a real sinner. The primary karban is not brought for atonement. Therefore, we would have thought to say that Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply by nazir, because what's it brought for? We see a leniency on the karban chatas different than other, that you can't be matfes in a neder. And although we pointed out that every karban chatas can't be matfes in a neder, but there's still a reason why Baal Ta'achar should apply to it because of the mitzvah to bring it for kapara, which you don't have any reason why we would mandate him having to bring his chatas nazir, if not to drink wine, which that's only that he's allowed to, but not that he has to. And that's why we have to learn it out from the hekesh, from neder, because or else we would not have known it from Darash Yudhishana. Now, on this answer, however, the Gemara asks, but Vahari Chatas, you led this, we have a Karma Chatas that a woman that gave birth, she has to bring a Karma Chatas, the Loy Asur L'Chapara, that's not brought for atonement. Now, and the Ram points out here also that although there is a Mandom Reb Shimon that's brought in Masech that's needed, the Aflam and Alf on a Beis, that a woman that gave birth is a sinner, and that's why she brings a Karma Chatas. Because at the time that she kneels in birth, and she swears that she's never going to cohabit with her husband again because of the pain of childbirth. But same thing the Ram says over there. The primary carbon there does not come for the sin of her violating her shvua of never giving birth again. Because the halacha applies, obviously, even if the woman knows by herself that she didn't think these thoughts and make the shvua that she's never going to cohabit again, she still brings a carbon. So there, but the Gemara's question is, so we find by a chatas of a yeledis, which is not coming for atonement, and it's a karma chatas, which again, you cannot be matfis in the neder, and yet for over Allah, mishum bal ta'achar, and still there's a violation of bal ta'achar. So then the question then becomes, so why would we say that nazir would be any different that you have to learn out from a hekesh of neder? According to this interpretation, the reason is because you can't be matfis in the neder. Well, you can't be matfis any chatas in the neder, which applies to a chatas of yeledis too. Now, although you differentiate between the chatas of a nazir and other karbanos chatos, where at least they're coming for atonement, so there's an obligation to bring it for your kapara, for your atonement, and therefore bal ta'achar would apply, but what would be the application of bal ta'achar for a chatas and nazir? So that's why he said you wouldn't be able to learn it, but we're refuting that because we see by chatas yeledes, which also cannot be matfis in the nether, and there is no requirement of bringing it because it's not coming for a sin, and still we see bal ta'achar applies. So that the Gemara says no. That hahi, the chatas yeledes, kashar yilo lamecha b'kachim. Her requirement to bring her kamachatas is what permits her to now consume from kachim. As the pasuk says, v'chipra leha kain v'tahera. The kain will atone for her, and she'll become pure. The reason being is because, so what's the difference? So just like wine, I don't have to drink wine, and therefore it's not an obligation. So too, I don't have to eat kachim. It's not true. Because the consumption of kachim is a mitzvah. Moreover, for example, a carbon pesach, where a woman is obligated to eat those kachim. And the only way she'll be able to eat that kachim if she becomes purified through her bringing her karma chatas, that is an obligation. That's why it would apply bal ta'achar by the yeledes, which does not apply by the nazir. And therefore, chatas nazir is unique because you cannot be matfis in a neder. And moreover, it's not coming for any obligation. And therefore, we would have thought that you can't learn it out from Darush and Dushena. And that's why, according to this Ibayis Ema, you had to have the hekesh between nazir and neder to be able to learn nazir from neder regarding the karbanos of a nazir that bal ta'achar does apply. Nothing more continues, which was this discussion from the Brayson of Gimel and Aleph, which was learning out this hekesh between nedarim and nazir. So we discussed one thing that we learned on nazir from neder, which is regarding bal yachal and bal ta'achar. But moreover, amamara, the Brayson said another category that nazir learns from neder. It said ma nedarim ho'av meifa nidrabiti, just like by a neder, that a father can nullify his daughter's vows. Ubal meifer nidra ishtai, and the husband can nullify his wife's vows. Saaf nazir, something applies to when the woman accepts the vow of becoming a nazir. Ha'av meifer nazir's bita, the father nullifies his daughter's acceptance of being a nazir. Ubal meifer nazir's ishtai, and the husband can nullify his wife's acceptance of nazir's. Now, this the Gemara asks, lomali hekeshon, why do you need to learn out nazir from neder from a hekesh? Meaning, because since they're said together in the same pasuk, so the pasuk is obviously comparing the two of them. Tasted by mamatzinim in medarim. We could learn out, even if they didn't say it together in the same pasuk, from the concept known as mamatzinim. Mamatzinim means to say, mamatzinim, what do we find over there? Same thing applies over here, which means to say that if they're similar context of halacha, we could compare their halachas. Now, nazir essentially is a neder of a specific type of a neder of being a nazir. So therefore, if the halacha of Av and Baal being made for the woman's neder applies by nedarim, so mamatzinu, we should say the same thing applies by nazir, even if there was no hekesh. So that the Gemara says no. Because if we only had a mamatzinu, we could say that they're not exactly the same type of categories. Because dilma gabe nedarim hu demei for, maybe only by neder he could nullify it. Mishim deloy is lekitzu, so there's no end. A neder is forever. I'm taking a vow that this thing is forbidden to me. Now, therefore, it makes sense why the husband or the father should be able to nullify it, that this woman should not be in pain for the rest of her life when she's with this man, whether it's the father or the husband. Avagab Naziris, the Isla Kitsusa, but regarding an acceptance of Naziris, which has an end, the Stam Naziris Lamadiyam, a regular generic Naziris, is his acceptance just for 30 days. So then I would say that no, the father and the husband cannot nullify it. That's why we needed to have a hekesh to say that even though it's time limited, still the halacha of father and husband nullifying will apply to Naziris just like applies to neder. Now the Mishnah said, Mishnah said, in explanation of the halachas of Yadis, As we explained previously, although the Mishnah opens up Kinuyin Nedarim, obviously the words Yadis Nedarim are missing. And it's that category of Yadis Nedarim that the Mishnah then subsequently explains. And it said, if someone says to his friend, Mudani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Merchak Mimcha, all words of being distanced and separated and forbidden from that person. So it said that that the person's forbidden, as it says, Shani Toim Locha and Shani Oich Locha, that I'm not going to eat from you, I'm not going to taste from you. Now, Amar Shmuel qualifies now Locha Mishnah. He says, Bekulon, regarding all the first cases mentioned in the Mishnah, regarding if someone says, Mujani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Merchak Mimcha, he says that they're only the first half of the statements of the Yadis, which the end of the Mishnah are saying the end of those statements. So you can mix and match, but it has to end off with Ad Sheyemer Shani Oichalach, until he says, oh, that I'm either that I'm Meruchik or Mufrish or Mudr from that which I will eat from you, or Shani Termloch, or that from that which I will taste from you. In other words, what Shmuel's coming to say is actually that these two halves of the Mishnah are really one cases. And that is the qualification of Shani Oichalach or Shani Taimloch is qualifying the first half of the statements of Mudrani or Mefreshani. The reason being, according to this Gemara's Havmin of what Shmuel is saying is, because if not, then just saying Mudrani or Mefreshani Mimcha or Merchak Mimcha wouldn't sound like you're saying any isser, any prohibition from having pleasure from that person at all, because it won't even be what's called a Yad She'ena Mechir. There's a halacha called Yadis. When you do only a partial of the statement, it's like you said the whole neder itself. Then there's something called Yad She'ena Mechir, which is that it's not conclusive, it's not indicative that that's what you want to say. And that is what the Gemara is assuming now in Shmuel, that if you just say Mefreshani Mimcha, what is Mefreshani Mimcha? I'm far from you, I'm distant from you, I'm separate from you. What does that mean? It can mean anything. And therefore, that wouldn't be a neder at all, even as a Yad of a neder. And therefore, what Shmuel is saying is that it's only with the end of the statement. If you're saying Mefreshani Mimcha, oh, that I'm distant from you, Shani Taim Locha, oh, that's obviously what sounds like you're trying to say, that's a Yad, is that you're not going to have any pleasure from his food. And that's a context of a neder, now you become forbidden. Now, that the Gemara is Meisvei. The Gemara is from a Braisa. The Braisa says, seemingly similar, but different. The Braisa says, Mudani Mimcha, I am in a state of neder from you. Mefreshani Mimcha, I'm distant from you. Merchak Mimcha, I'm far from you. Hariza Asa, so the person is forbidden. Moreover, the Braisa says, if he says Shani Oichalach regarding that which I will eat from you, or Shani Temloch, that which I will taste from you, Hariza Asa, so he's forbidden. So the Ran explains why this Braisa is more difficult on Shmuel than the Mishnah itself. He says, because the Mishnah is not difficult on Shmuel, because since our Mishnah only said one time the word Aser at the end of explaining the halachas, the case of Yad, so you could say that the word Aser at the end was a qualification of that the end cases of Toimloch and Oichaloch were qualifying the Reisha of Merchakni, Mefreshani, Mudrani. And that's exactly what Shmuel was trying to say, because just saying Merchakni doesn't mean anything. But the Braisa says the word Aser two times. Sounds like that these two halves of Merchakni, Mefreshani, and Mudrani, and the other half, the other types of cases of Oichaloch and Toimloch, are two different halachas. Each one just saying that half of that phrase will create an Isra of Neder. Because if not, so why didn't it just wait to say the word Asr till the end, if it's one long sentence anyway? So on that the Gemara says, no hachi ketani. What the Braisa was saying was, Bameh devor mamurim. It was qualifying. Be'oimer shani oichalach. That when did we say Asr of Mudr and Mufrish and Meruchuk? That's only when you also say of that which I will eat from you, or Shani Taimloch, or that will I will taste from you. And that's why it's appropriate to say the word Aser in the middle, because it was saying if you say Mudrani, Merchak, Mefreshani is Aser. But the end of the Braisa, that's talking about Shani Oichlach, Shani Taimloch, is qualifications, and that's Bamedvum. When do we say that it's Aser? When you also say the second half of the statement. Now, the Ram points out that later on the Gemara is going to ask, but then why do you have the word Aser at the end, if it's only qualifying the ratio which already said the word Aser already by the first half of the statement? So there, but the Ran says, truthfully, the Gemara could have asked that question over here. It's just that, according to the questioner's logic, the Gemara asks a better question. Because as the Gemara asks, but Vatani Ipcha, we learned the Braisa the other way around. The other half of the statement, it says it first in the Braisa, and what it has in this Braisa first, it says it last. which you can't give the same answer you gave for this brisa. This other brisa says, if a person says, Sha'ani oichalach, that which I will eat from you, or Sha'ani toimalach, that which I will taste from you, Aser, it's forbidden from that person. Now, if he says, Mudrani mimcha, that I'm in a state of neder from you, Umefreshani mimcha, or I'm separate from you, Umechalik mimcha, I'm far from you, Hareza Aser, so he's forbidden in this as a neder from that person. Now, here you can't say that the Seifa is explaining the Reisha, and that it's a qualification of Bamed de Muramurim, just like you explained the first Baisa, because as the Ram points out, everybody agrees that just saying Shani Oichalach, of that which I will eat from you, everyone agrees that that will create a state of Issa. So you can't say that the end of Madrani, Mavashani, Mechakni are explaining, qualifying the first step, because no, that can't be. Because just saying Shani Taimalach for sure is going to be a nether. So what is the understanding of the end of Madran Merchak Merfashani if they're not qualifying the Reisha? Must be just saying those words itself would create an Isra of a Neder. So that refutes Shmuel, because Shmuel said Merchak Merfashani and Madrani by themselves are not Isra, it's only with the end statements of Shani Oichel and Shani Tayim. So on that the Gemara answers, no, it's not a difficulty. Tnei Hachi, the way you should learn this Bryce is Ukvar Amar Madrani, and that it's the person had already said Madrani. It is one case. Now, the chiddush of this brisa is that, of course, if you only say Shani Oichalach, Shani Taimalach, you're going to be Aser. But it's saying that, and even though you said Madrani Mimcha, that's what the end of the brisa is qualifying, still you need to have Shani Oichalach to create the Iser. Because if not, if you didn't say the end, which was what we started off the brisa with, of Shani Oichalach, Shani Taimalach, then Madrani Mefreshani Mechakni itself would not create an Iser. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ihachi Haine Reisha. If that's the case, so that's the same as the first Braisa, which the Ram points out, it doesn't really mean the Reisha, because they're two different Braises. It's just because the Gemara first brought that Braisa, so it calls it the Reisha, in other words, the first Braisa. Now, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that if you say, as the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, that Madrani itself, without ending off Shani Oichalach Shani Taimalach, would create an Isra of a Neder. So that's why we would understand why the second Brisa specifically put the case of Madrani at the end. So that you shouldn't make the same mistake that we made, so to speak, in the explanation of Shmuel's halacha, as we said in the first Brisa, that actually it's one halacha and it's a Ba'med v'amurim. That is, it's qualifying. That is, Madrani, Mefreshani itself would not be Nisr. It's only Ba'med v'amurim that you also have Shani Oichalach, Shani Taimalach. Now, that's why you would say the second Brisa says, no. I don't want you to make that mistake. And that's why I'm first saying Shani Oichalach Shani Taimalach, where you can't say Bamed v'amurim, because that itself obviously is a nether. And we'll say Madrani Mechakni at the end, so you'll know that it itself is going to be forbidden. Now, although obviously the Tana, the first Brisa, wasn't concerned about it, but we could say at least that that's the Tana of the second Brisa, was concerned with that, and that's why he said it at the end, to tell you that it itself will create an Isser. But if you say, like we're explaining from Shmuel, that it's only one big statement, that you only will violate Madrani Merchakni if you had also said Ani Oichalach, Ani Taimalach, then this Tana should have also said it in the same as the Tana the first Brisa, because it makes more sense to say Bamed Devom Amurim, when did we say that Shani Oichalach, that Madrani Merchakni Mefreshani is Aser, if you end off, and that's the qualification with Ani Oichalach, Ani Taimalach, makes more sense than saying, and that Ukvar Omar, that you had already said Madrani Mechak Mefreshani, that's only going to be Aser if you had already said Shani Oichalach Shani Taimalach. That's a much more difficult way of explaining a halacha. Because if Ani Oichalach to Ani Taimalach itself is going to create an Aser, and that's the first thing to be mentioned in the Braisa, and then you're mentioning Mudram, Murchak, Mufresh, and you're saying that it's saying that this is only Aser if you also end it with what we said in the first part of the Braisa, is challenging. So it makes sense, if we're coming to say that it itself is Aser. But if you're saying like Shmuel, then why would it say like that? It's the same thing as the first Brisa, and then say it in a simpler way. Say Mudrani Merchakni first, and Ani Oichalach Ani Taimalach at the end. Now, that's one question. But moreover, the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to this previously from the Ran, is that Aser Aser Lamali Lemisni. But then what's the redundancy? Why say the word Aser two times? If you're saying it's just one big case, so then say Aser one time, and say that this is creating the Iser. But however, that's only if you also have this, or when you had said that earlier, whatever it is, but it's one long sentence. So why would you say the word Aser twice? Obviously, it sounded like each one is its own individual Iser. So the one says, you're right. Ella, definitely Shmuel agrees, as we see from these brises, that Mudrani, Merchakni, Merfashani is its own Isser, and Ani Oichel, Ani Tayim is also its own Isser. Each one itself would create a Yad of a Nedr to be Asr. So what is this halacha that Shmuel saying, that the halacha of our Mishnah is one long case? Why does he have to say that? If each one is its own Isser, so why does he say that? The reason being is because the Mishnah, as we pointed this out before in a different context, only says the word Asr one time. Now, if it was saying it as two different halachas, meaning two different cases, Madrani is its own and Ani Oichla is its own, but they're not the same. That's because when someone says, as the Gemara will illustrate this, Madrani Mimcha, both people, the person that's saying Madrani Mimcha, the one who's saying Madrani is forbidden from that person, and that person becomes forbidden from him. However, compare that in context to when he just says Shani Oichelach, where he's forbidden from him, but his friend is permitted by him. So on that is what Shmuel is coming to say, that is, you're right. By the Brises, where it says the word Aster two times, by each case individually, so it sounds like each one is coming to say its own separate halacha. And so it makes sense to say that it's saying that each one is going to create an Isra of a Neder, and consequently whatever the ramifications of its halacha is. But our Mishnah, if it was coming to say a separate halacha, separate cases, Madrani as its own case and Ani Oichlach as its own case, it should have said the word Aster two separate times. Because again, as we said, if it says it only one time, as our Mishnah does say it, that means to say it's going on both, but it's not comparable because the Aster is a different Aster. Because Ani Oichlach is only Aster one way and Madrani is Aster both ways. So that's what Shmuel comes to say when he says that definitely our Mishnah must be saying one long case. And what does that mean? So what does it mean, one long case? It's going to be one long case of when he's going to be forbidden from his friend, but his friend will be permitted from him. And that's why Amar Shmuel is saying, Taim da Amar Shani Oichelach Shani Toyim Lach. Now, since our Mishnah is saying one time the word Asta, meaning it's saying it as a one long case, that is why, since he said that, and he ended off his statement, Mudrani Mimcha, with Shani Oichelach or Shani Toyim Lach, that is why the halacha of our Mishnah will be where Huda Asa v'chavir Mutter, that he'll be forbidden to eat or taste from his friend, but his friend will be permitted to take from him. However, as we continue on top of Heyman Aleph, Shmuel comes to tell us, if he only said the word Mudrani Mimcha, which, of course, as we learn from the Brises, is its own neder on its own, but then the halacha would be Shnei and Asur. Then both of them, the one who's making the neder from his friend, and his friend from him, will be forbidden from each other. As the Gemara says, Ki hada amar b'yis b'chanin, like b'yis b'chanin said, he says, when someone says, Mudrani heimach, then I'm forbidden in the state of neder from you, Shnei and Asurim. They're both forbidden. And the reason for this is, as the Ran explains the logic, he says, because the understanding is, when he says, Mudrani, that means say Mudr ani, I am forbidden, it means not only am I forbidden, it means that my estate, my properties are also forbidden. Because when he says that I'm Mudrani mimcha from you, obviously, Mimcha includes not only you, but your properties, your stuff, because what do you mean, a pleasure from you? It means from your food, from your clothing, from everything. Now, therefore, since from you includes your stuff too, so me making the nether includes not just me, but me and my stuff. Now, since saying me includes my stuff too, because we're learning that from you, which includes your stuff too, obviously, his friend, who he's making the neder from, is going to be also from him too. Because if not, his properties are not things that are not going to taste that other person's food. So what does it mean that my stuff are also included in the neder? If it's only me not having pleasure from you, must be, how are my stuff involved in the neder? Because not only am I forbidden from you, you're also forbidden from me. And therefore, the halacha of Shmuel is not like we thought in the Havamina. Yes, Madrani is its own neder of a yad, and Ani Oichlach is also its own. But Shmuel infers from the Mishnah, since it says it in one word, Aser, that it must be, that it's going to be a comparable Iser, which is not the case if you say Madrani separate from Ani Oichlach, because Ani Oichlach is only one way, Madrani is both ways. So therefore, it must be our Mishnah is talking about one long case, where you qualify Madrani Amech with the end of the sentence, which is Ani Oichlach. Therefore, it's going to be only a one way Iser. But the inference of what Shmuel is coming to teach us, if however you said Madrani Amech by its own, then it would be two ways, as we just explained from the Ran, because mudrani includes mudr ani, me and my stuff, just like you and your stuff, which means you're forbidden to my stuff too.